It's Tuesday, the 23rd of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The recent appointment of ambassadors has drawn criticism from some members of the public on social media. Concerns raised include claims that several of the diplomats are recycled from previous postings and that the appointments lack diversity, with many said to come from a single tribe. The issue has sparked debate on inclusivity and fairness in foreign service representation. Senior Research Associate at the Nordic Africa Institute in Sweden, Professor Dr. Henning Melba,
There were, to be fair, a few obvious choices she made based on diplomatic skills and track records which merit the new posts awarded to these people. There was also a visible tendency towards recruitment of trusted companions. There also was a significant and worrying side effect that there would be ethnic regional preferences given to those. This is a dangerous perception and debate. It fuels further the already existing ethnic regional sensibilities.
More than 85 buffaloes have died after trampling each other near the Kavimba village in the Kabulabula Conservancy in the Zambezi region early this morning. It's the third such incident in 5 years, with similar cases reported in 2019 and again in recent years. Ministry of Environment spokesperson Ndeshipanda Hamunyela has more.
Those animals were charged by pride of lions from the Botswana side crossing the Chombe River, and the animals fell from a deep cliff into the river. And because of that, because of how high it is from the Botswana side, this caused the buffaloes to stumble and most of them died.
The South African government says the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, currently underway in New York, remains a vital platform to advocate for reform of the UN Security Council. Government spokesperson Boipelo Modise says a reformed UN Security Council will ensure equitable African representation while advancing the African Union's Agenda 2063.
The UNGA also provides an opportunity for South Africa to highlight its leadership in the G20 presidency, peace building, climate diplomacy, and global health governance. By actively participating in international engagements, South Africa strengthens its partnership and ensures its perspectives inform global policy debates.
Still on matters of the continent, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni, who is one of the longest-serving national leaders in the world, has been nominated by the country's Electoral Commission to run again for the top office in next year's presidential election. Museveni has been in power since 1986, Isabel Nakiria reports.
He addressed his supporters shortly after his nomination, saying he still has unaccomplished work to do, which he hopes to complete in the next 5 years if he were to win an unprecedented seventh election. Uganda's constitution has been amended twice to remove age and term limits to allow President Museveni to remain in office. Other candidates, including his closest contender Robert Kyagulanyi, also known by his stage name as Bobby Wine, will stand again. This will be the second time the 43-year-old musician has featured in the presidential race.
And the International Criminal Court has charged former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte with 3 counts of crimes against humanity. ICC spokesperson Fadi Al-Abdallah has dismissed the claims that the court is colluding with the country's current president.
The ICC is a judicial institution. It's not a political institution. As a judicial institution, there are independent and impartial judges, and they are elected for a mandate of 9 years that is not renewable, among other guarantees of their independence and impartiality. These judges will only deliver justice. They don't take any political considerations into account when they are deliberating about important judicial matters.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.